The Miraya Morning Motivation, your first stop of the day for inspiring thoughts and powerful conversations at 6:30 a.m. every weekday with Taurai. Tune in for the Miraya Morning Motivation, Monday to Friday, where all is well.
Good morning and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Taurai. Let me motivate you today and also thereby gather a motivation for my own self and my own life, my own circumstances, my own situation, my own future, my own today, indeed my own society, my own community, my own countrymen, and indeed my own successes, be it professionally, in business or otherwise, in my interrelationships, and indeed in terms of the effects and the impacts which I hold towards the success and the breakthrough victories that lay ahead of me and that which I possess within my capacity with which I can impact and influence this world into success and indeed into greatness, whereby I can challenge and confront circumstances that come against me with great positivity that moves me on, that spurs me on and encourages me to proceed on and proceed forth as a victorious individual. Thus, today we shall learn together. Dependent on what you believe in, whether or not you believe in a master creator or in a great being with regards to the circumstances and indeed the origin of mankind, it does not matter. Be it you are one of those that believes that you were actually formed from wet earth or from dust or from natfa, whatever you believe. Or is it that you believe you were formed out of the spoken word, as other religions would teach? It does not matter. The important thing is how, irregardless of your belief concept, you can divert or derive rather from all those concepts and processes of wisdom, of knowledge, of understanding, and indeed of belief, and derive from there the positivity that you need to have. The power of your words and indeed the impact of thought. Take a minute and think about how the very DNA of this world is made up. The very essence and the core of our being a result of a spontaneous occurrence. Dependent on what you believe, the spontaneous occurrence of that drop which flowed, the same drop which flowed and resulted in the biological processes that culminated in the formation of a being that began to grow in the womb and has today resulted in who you are and what mankind is. Think today of those dimensions and how wonderful it sounds and it appears, irregardless of your religious thought patterns and beliefs. But those biological and scientific processes which have been proven as fact actually show that those processes are spontaneous. They are on the moment spontaneous circumstances, occurrences and happenings, which speed up into multiple replications of cells, processes, biological makeup, genetics, and all those wonderful complicated processes of the DNA which have resulted in who and what mankind is today. It's spontaneous. So on the basis of that, as you think about it, I want you to realize that thoughts are simply a bunch of words in your head. Thoughts are constantly bombarding our lives, and so we have to take a serious stand on what we allow to dominate our lives. We have to take captive every thought and be careful not to put the power of words behind thoughts that are destructive or self defeating. When you look at your fellow countrymen, do you see them as an enemy or do you see them as a brother or a sister? Do you see them as a compatriot or you see them as one who has brought about the calamities which you think you might be going through as a people or as a person or as a nation? What do you see? It is the thoughts and the associated words which emanate forth from within those thoughts, that which when you begin to release, an impact begins to take place. And things begin to fall into a process which results in varied experiences, varied courses of action with varied results which are very, very determining. So what kind of thoughts do you build up in your mind as you think about your fellow countrymen? As you look at the other people around about you, irregardless of the territory of their origin, irregardless of their belief pattern and their belief systems, irregardless of the nature and the capacity that which they show and present and that which they are, what is it that comes to your mind? And what is it that oozes forth out of you? With what results? And indeed, with what impact? And to what destiny and future will it take you and your people? So instead of speaking about the pains, the losses and the voids in your life, I would want to motivate you to think positively and decisively and begin to speak to the voids in your life. Where things are missing, empty, broken or heavy, speak life, success, breakthrough. Speak bounty into those dark places. Speak light. Speak life to the dead places, to the doom and the gloom which you think you see. Speak hope and life and watch it come forth at the speed of light, because your words are powerful and you have creative power with your words. There is a religious teaching which says that the tongue has power over life and death, and those who love it will actually partake of its fruit. So, what are the thought patterns? What are the thought processes that you allow to dominate your thinking, to dominate the way you look at your fellow people? What are those processes? Make a decisive choice. Where you think someone has been terrible, begin to realize that there is a capacity for them to be great and greatly good. Greatly good and positive in your circumstances. Begin to learn. And learn success and learn positivity even out of the circumstances which are seemingly negative. Realize that the turnaround and the flip side of those situations and circumstances is something that can turn out to be good, to be great, and to be powerful. Do that, and it will help your life. It will help your positivity. It will help you in the breakthroughs that you desire and which you cry for, and the breakthroughs which are destined for you, your people, your family, your kindred, your folks, your nation, the visitors to your nation, the participants at international level, that who you participate alongside with towards a similar goal and purpose of success and breakthrough. And indeed, that will bring the desired blessing upon your life and the life of your fellow countrymen. Let's be positive today. Whatever the case may be, whatever the situations are, remember and always remember, it is well. I say that again. It is well. As you listen to this song, meditate on these words. Be motivated, encouraged, be soothed in your heart towards positivity, breakthrough, success, and successful core relationships with your own, your fellow countrymen, your people, and the people around about you. Shun negativity, shrug it off, throw it away, and make positivity your portion, your purpose, your goal in life. And indeed, let's enjoy the beauty that emanates forth out of this great, wonderful positivity, because prosperity is our portion as a result of the fact that always it is well. Let's meet again in the next episode of Miraya Morning Motivation. Have a great time.